G'day, it's Glenn Hayworth here.
And it's Ryan Beveridge.
And here we are, mate. We're talking Gretsch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got our favourite Gretsches in our hands at the moment. Up here in the studio space, in the Shell Harbour store.
Yeah.
And if you're listening on the podcast, we're making a video of this at the same time, which is on our website, haywardguitars.com.au. You can see the whole video there.
Yeah. Gretsch are some of our favourite guitars here in the shop.
Oh, man. Gretsch are just cool guitars, aren't they?
And every time they bring out a new batch, the colours are just stunning.
I don't know who's designing these colours, but they need a pay rise.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They're doing such a good job. They're making some stunning colours. They've got a lot of nice guitars coming out 2020. And we just went through the store and we just picked some of our favourite ones to do in this video. Just to show you guys a little bit about our favourite Gretsches.
Yeah.
And let us know if we're on the money or if you think we missed one.
Yeah, there's something we missed.
All right, let's start with the G5622T.
In the orange stain, yeah. My favourite. It's a classic Gretsch colour, the orange stain.
Yeah, Brian Setzer really sort of played the orange sort of guitar, didn't he?
Chet Atkins and all that.
The dice knobs, and it's a popular sort of Gretsch colour.
Yeah.
It's cool how the neck is the same colour as well. Flip it over and show the neck right there. Yes, love it, Bevo. Full colour on the neck as well.
Yeah, so we've got the Bigsby, we've got the Blacktop Filtertron, or Broadtron,
yeah,
I should say. Broadtron
pickups.
Pickups.
Yeah. Yep. Blacktop Broadtron. Oh, I'll just check that out. Yeah, Blacktop Broadtrons. Yep.
We've got the thumbnail inlays too, which is unique to this one. There's a few others like it, but yeah, you get different inlays for the different guitars. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bigsby Tram is a big part of the Gretsch line
and
as well.
And that's iconic for the Gretsch stuff too. Yeah.
It is. Really nice, cool looking tram, but also gives you that little bit of tremolo too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
To the next one.
What's next? We're looking at, oh, this one here. Now, this one, it's a new addition to the Hayworth range, basically.
Mm.
It's only really just come out. It's the Malcolm Young Signature Gretsch. This is the G6131MY.
Yeah.
From Malcolm Young.
So a bit of history on this is that Malcolm Young had one of these. It was red.
Yeah.
I believe it had the two pickups and then he routed for a third and then took them all out completely.
There's pictures of him playing that same color though, the natural finish.
Well, he took the finish off.
Right. There you go. So he's seeing that finish back himself.
Yeah, took off all the knobs, all the switches and everything like that because he just wanted one pickup. One volume,
yeah,
that's it.
It's crazy when you see this guitar. It's just got two massive routed pickup cavities that just don't have pickups in them.
But that's all he needed.
Yeah.
To iconic AC/DC riffs.
Yeah.
One pickup, turn it up loud.
It's got the Malcolm Young signature on the truss rod cover there too. And this is actually a Japanese-made guitar as well.
Made in Japan, I was going to say as well.
Yeah.
There's a really nice feature that, I don't know if you can see on the video, but it's kind of like a brushed effect.
Yeah.
On the paint here.
Because he sort of did a new paint job on it.
Possibly. Yeah. Might just be the way they do it.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, cool. That's a really cool looking guitar. Something for the AC/DC fans. The Malcolm Young Gretsch.
Big fan.
Made in Japan. All right, what's next in our favorite Gretsch models here? The G5422TG. Here it is. Oh, yeah. We've actually got two of these models. This is the white one here.
Yeah, so this is kind of your white Falcon vibe without being a very expensive white Falcon.
Mm.
Double cut. The G is for the gold hardware instead of the chrome that we saw before.
Yeah.
Called
a Snowcrest white as a finish on this one too.
Yeah. And it's very clearly inspired by the white Falcon, you know, the classic.
Blacktop Filtertron pickups in this one.
Yep.
Yep.
Master and volume.
And the other one we've got here too is this one in the Midnight Sapphire,
I believe. That's right. Same guitar, different finish.
Yeah.
But you'll notice this one's got the thumbnail inlays. This one, I don't know what they call these ones, kind of not quite trapeze, but something different.
I know what it is, but I can't remember. So different finishes there. Man, as we said, the finishes they're doing on these Gretches
stunning,
are just amazing.
Yeah.
This Midnight Sapphire just looks really, really cool. Gold hardware, Bigsby Tram, beautiful guitars too.
Set of block as well.
Yeah, I actually think it's full hollow.
Semi-center block?
No, yeah, it's full hollow. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, these are full hollow. There you go. All right, so next we have the G2622T. Ooh, in the Torino green. Look at that.
So an army drab kind of green.
Man, Clint Eastwood would love this one. The Gran Torino. Remember seeing that? Do you see that movie?
I haven't seen it, no. I can't say I have.
It's pretty hectic, man.
It's kind of got the vibe of the other ones, just in a more affordable sort of container, I guess. You got the knobs aren't quite as fancy.
Yeah.
The pickups aren't, you know, the top-end ones.
Yeah, because this is the Streamliner range, which the Streamliner is sort of just below the Electromatic range. It's a more affordable price point, basically.
A bit more, yeah.
But geez, they're a popular range, aren't they?
They are.
Like, yeah. They're super. It's super easy to get a nice Gretsch with a Bigsby tram. What's it got? Broadtrom, yeah, Broadtrom pickups, in that really nice Torino green finish. This has got a center block down the middle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a semi hollow, and man, that's just a nice guitar. So super easy to get your hands on a Gretsch these days. That one's $839.
Crazy.
It's like, yeah, nice. All right, next one. Ooh, what's this one here? Ooh. The trapeze tailpiece. No, not trapeze. The V stop tail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. There's the
G2622.
There's another streamliner.
Yeah. So if you don't like the Bigsby, or if you find they put them out of tune a bit and you never use it,
yeah,
go for the V.
Yeah. Go the V. V's
part of me.
The red V. If you don't know what the red V is, that's the St George Illawarra. It's our local rugby league team here in the Illawarra. Red V. Yeah, so another nice Gretsch in the streamliner range.
Yeah, mostly the same kind of appointments, just a different colour and without the Bigsby.
Broadtron pickups and a walnut stain on that one. So classic. Got your centre block on in it as well. All right, next we have, this is a nice little guitar.
These were super popular when they came in.
It's a pretty little thing right here. Oh yeah.
More like your Les Paul size.
Yeah.
So it's not a big, fat, hollow body.
This is a G5655 TG. Electromatic?
Yep, gold hardware. And what's the blue called? The Azure Metallic.
Azure Metallic.
Very, very attractive blue.
Yeah, it's got the center block down there as well. In the Electromatic range, it sits just above the Streamliner range. So you're paying for a few extra features there. Just a really, really nice May guitar.
Mm.
What did I say the pickups were? Blacktop Broadtron pickups on this one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice gold hardware.
Very nice.
Pretty little thing, that one. Cool, all right.
We got one now, left.
One more left. This is another streamliner here in a small body. Speaking of the small body guitars.
Yeah.
This is the G2655 streamliner with the center block.
It's a double cut, but they're sort of like very flat cutaways, aren't they? It's unique.
Yep, double cut. Nice and symmetrical, this one.
That's
Do you
right.
like your symmetry?
Yeah, well, not my favorite, but you know.
You like it with the one cutaway?
I do.
The traditional sort of the classic look. Yeah, this has got the V stop tailpiece as well.
Yep.
Broadtron pickups too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Master volume, as they all seem to do.
Yes.
Which is very cool for Gretsch. It's kind of a unique feature for Gretsch as well.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. With this streamliner range, it makes it a lot easier to pick up a Gretsch. As we said, these ones are like just around the $700 mark.
Mm.
It's, you know, crazy.
Yep.
So, nice guitars.
The barrel stain is quite a nice sort of, it's a natural timber color too.
Barrel stain.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. That's real American. I like it. There you go, guys. So we've just gone through some of our favorite Gretsches here at the moment. If you want to see the full video, if you're listening on the podcast, go to haywardguitars.com.au.
Let us know if there's anything we missed.
Yeah. You need to do probably an honorable mention to, you know, the White Falcon. It's probably like the all-time, let's be honest.
We'd probably have it here if we had one in the shop.
yeah. We get them in fairly regularly.
Yeah.
We only just sold one recently, actually.
Yeah.
They're your Japanese-made, the players' editions.
They're just the top end of Gretsch. When you think Gretsch, you think White Falcon.
Chris Cheney, Living End, plays one, man. He's a good guitarist.
Neil Young.
Yeah. Thanks for watching the video, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Yep. Peace.
Bye.